Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the Psychology Department at the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett. Even Charles Darwin thought his theory of natural selection supported why women were inferior to men. In the late 1800s, scholars measured women's and men's brains and determined women's brains were smaller, thinking that proved their inferiority, and concluded the reason for women being less intelligent. Until there was a way to measure intelligence, there was no way to argue scientifically that women were not inferior. Thus, prejudices and myths continued about women. Therefore, it was revolutionary when Stanford Binet devised a measure of intelligence in France in 1905. Originally, to differentiate those children who would need special help in learning, yet he recognized intelligence was multidimensional. Luella Winifred Pressey, curious about gender differences, replicated Binet's results in the United States in 1918. Results revealed that girls averaged slightly higher in general intelligence than boys. Based on this psychological research, society could no longer deny that girls and women were intelligent enough to be educated to reach their full potential. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett.